Snap was cut by stop loss last week, giving almost 7% profit, adding to the $1,000 challenge, which currently sits at $2,244.60. This week, I will invest into a new stock in the hope of continuing the growth of the $1,000 challenge. More about that by the end of the podcast. We are heading into week 12, and last week became a slow week, a little bit up, a little bit down, and of course it was the Fed that made for a good single day last week. Nasdaq actually ending slightly down at 15,973 points, down 0.7%. Dow Jones were more or less unchanged, ending down 0.02%. A new week is here, more things will happen. You are listening to the Stock Investor Plus podcast, Trading Tips with Jim. And as I said, we are heading in to week 12. And today, the Monday, there will be big news because Nvidia will talk. And knowing how much Nvidia has been doing over especially the last year, and the value of the company, all eyes, the investor eyes, will be at what Nvidia will tell, and what are the prognosis for the AI market. As we know, the AI stock's been hammering the stock market lately with good gains. And indeed, it is a week of some news. We have Nvidia today, but the real eyes will be on Wednesday, where Fed will talk. But I don't expect much from Fed. As I told you, for you who listen to this podcast, the interest rates are here to stay. The inflation will not fade away, as they said. Remember back when Yellen was screaming that the inflation was transitory? I told you it's not transitory. It will reach huge heights. And now they have been messing for the last better part of 8-9 months. They've been telling that interest rates will be going down starting already in March. We are in March and interest rates are not down now. The expectations are that they will go down by the second half of the year. But investors will pay attention to what Paul says. Will it be lowering interest rates second half? And how many? The expectations are there will be three decreases in the second half. What will he say? Will he say there will be three? Will he say there will be more? Or will he say that the economy is a bit hotter than expected, that inflation is harder than expected, and that there might be fewer than three decreases? Personally, I don't think there will be a decrease at all. Maybe there will be one just for show off, but I think, as I said before, inflation will come back, hunt us even harder. We can see it in the oil price, which is currently sitting at $82 after being up almost 4% last week. Energy being a huge part of the inflation, well, that means inflation will not go down very fast. And the only reason why oil should tank is if Chinese economy tank, but Chinese are showing some good numbers again. And the other thing is if we get some peace deals, but that doesn't seem to happen either. We know Macron is screaming for full-blown war. And we have the Middle East, so Ukraine not going anywhere. We have the Middle East, the tension is still sky high everywhere. That puts attention on the oil price, and there is no likelihood of it going anywhere soon. And we also know that under Biden, the strategic reserves, oil reserves in the United States have been really drained. And at some point, you have to consider start refilling these for emergency purposes. So with the expectations of energy cost being high, well, there is a fair chance that inflation will be high. Money are still being pumped into the economy. Tomorrow, on Tuesday, there will be another record results, which I will personally pay a bit attention to. That will be XPeng and Eevee. I think there is a good buying opportunity in Eevee now, but you have to be prepared to sit for a while. But in general, I see a huge possibility in Eevee. I stated this before. saying that I believe in EV. The timing is not correct. It was overhyped, of course, overpushed. We know all the big companies now are going back on their push on EV cars simply because it was not ready. But technology is moving forward, reaches are moving forward, charging stations are being built. The future is green indeed, but it may last for many, many years. And of course, if we will continue to push the war agenda, the likelihood of green tech being the nearby future lowers, because green tech has a cost. And in a war economy, that's not where you will prioritize your investments. Now, that being said, I still believe there is an upside in EV. I think that if you get some new shares, I think that will give an upside in the future. Might still be a more downturn. There will be some struggles for some of these companies because too many EV companies were skyrocketing early in the green phase. And now they struggle with revenues and profits, and we see these in the quarter results. So we will have an eye on XPeng tomorrow, see how they will do. If they show good numbers, it should push companies like NIO and Tesla. Tesla is also a very interesting case at current levels. On Wednesday, as I said, there will be Fed speaking. And they will tell a little bit about what they see, as I said, for the interest rates moving high, moving forward. Other than that, Micron, MU, will also have quarter results coming up. Thursday is starting to slow down again. A few more quarter results. FedEx will be one of them. Lululemon will be one of them. And Nike will be one of them. But most people will pay attention to Reddit, which will have their IPO on Thursday. And we will see how Reddit will do in the current market. Because if we look at the chart, and you can do this yourself, go to stockinvest.us, type in the ticker ICSIC, and you will see the chart. And if you look at it, there are very strong signs that we are in a horizontal movement between 16,250 and just below 16,000. Breaking down below 16,000, by that I mean like 15,700, will mean that there is a huge chance that we have a trend shift. I warned you about this already in January. I said that when come May, we will go away. We are still not in May, we are just halfway in March. But things are getting a bit tougher. The Fed can push things back on track because still, Nasdaq is within the rising trend, and we can expect it to continue within the trend unless it breaks down. Trying to give a prediction for the week ahead of us, what will the market do? Well, I think that just based on the chart, it's a higher chance that we will continue to go down than up. But we are sitting at the support level, so it's very, very interesting to see what will happen today, tomorrow, because we can bounce up and then just continue in the nice trend, go up to 17,000 point, later up to 20,000. Fair chance for that. But I'm just saying that looking at the medium term trend is upwards, the very short term trend is horizontal. Now it will be testing the bottom of the rising trend. If it breaks that down, it will be a technical struggle. We can look at a few other parameters, and one of them is the stockinvest.us signals. And as I told you over the last 2 weeks, they've been a bit high, and normally you will correct downwards when they are getting too high. We remember that, for instance, New York Stock Exchange was 46% last week, very high. Currently sitting at 38, had a natural fall last week. Across all the tickers that we analyze, more than I think 26,000 are qualified for this number. 30% are giving a buy signal, going down from 35 the week before. Nasdaq down from 34 to 27, still not cheap, still high. New York Stock Exchange has said 38%, London 27%. While Frankfurt 34%, and if we go over to Tokyo, over to Asia, we can see that Tokyo is doing very well at 47, had a good week. Shenzhen, China, is also increasing. The buy signal saying that we are on a slight decline. We see the same thing in the chart, and you can expect it to continue downwards. The typical buy position will be when we get down to the very low under, I would say, under 20-ish. And that's when I've been warning you about a very good buying opportunity. Previously, when we had the buy and sell signals being very low, same I warned you when they've been too high, that we most likely will have a slower period. Gold sitting at $2,150, pushing upwards to $2,200, but actually fell $35 last week. One number that we've been following over and over over all these years is, of course, the 10-year treasury yield, and last week it jumped up by 0.21 to 4.3. So it's pushing up, meaning that the market, the professional investors, are expecting interest rates to be high. All of this will boil into something. We will see how things actually will be, but a lot of things are getting to a boiling point. You can read the news and you see some says that we are in for a really doom of a fall, while some say that we will just continue upwards. Very hard to say exactly what it will be, but for sure it will be either I don't see markets moving sideways for a very long time, because a lot of things are coming up and we are so dependent that they move in the right direction. Economies are starting to crack several places, except Argentina, which currently are doing good. And I think I said maybe last week that maybe you should look into, could also have been on the Discord, that you maybe should look into a small investment into Argentinian index funds, etc. The new government is doing good after getting away from left ideology. Economy is starting to improve after several huge cuts. Will it continue? That remains to see. But currently it's looking very, very good. And that means that most likely there is money to be made if you're able to position yourself in a good instrument. And there are several investment in instruments. Now, that was very fast, 12 minutes into the podcast. I plan not to make such a big one. I'm currently changing computer. This will be hopefully a little bit better than last time, but next time we will be really up running, and hopefully the quality will be far better. Sum up what I just said, there will be some events this week. Nvidia today will be the main market driver, along Fed on Wednesday. Technically, the market is moving horizontally, is testing, starting to test the support at the bottom of the trend. If it breaks down, just expect market to continue downwards. Bring me very easily over to the $1,000 chance, because when I bought Snap 3 weeks ago, I told you I wanted a stock that could handle markets not behaving as expected, meaning going upwards, having some potential secure downside with huge potential upside after Snap being hammered for the quarter results. I got in at 10.99. It was not the best buy because it was down, I think, even as low as 10.30. I'm not sure, but I know a lot of you, my followers, were able to get it for 10, 50, 60. And Snap moved slow but steady upwards. If you're a new listener, you might wonder, so why didn't you pick it up at 10.50? Well, the reason is very simple. For this portfolio which I gave you here, I tried to buy the stock. So today I will tell you what I will do next. I tried to buy it today. So you can see that I will post on the YouTube version exactly the amount I bought and the price I bought it for. I cannot sit all day watching for a single stock, so usually I do like this. I trade around 40 minutes after stock exchange open, unless there are some very, very specific reasons. I trade it because usually there is a sweet spot for an opportunity. If you check all charts, day charts, you will see this typical pattern being markets being a little bit down half an hour to 40 minutes in many, or let's say most of the cases, 70-some% of the time. That's usually an okay buying opportunity during the day. But that doesn't mean that it could be better to buy on Tuesday, for instance. But to show that these trades are real, to show that everything is legit, not fake. And to the trade, I post the results, and I even post sometimes a copy of the trade itself from using interactive brokers, so you can see the trade. But I will place it today, well knowing that it might be a better opportunity tomorrow. In a week like this, when VIDA will talk and Fed will talk on Wednesday, you will typically put your trade after Fed been talking, because if Fed is a little hawkish, meaning that they are not willing to go as fast down on the interest rates, you can expect market to tank maybe 2%, 3%, easy if it's somewhat bad news, and that will give you an excellent buying opportunity. So if I were to do this investment more professionally, I would wait till what I consider a good buying opportunity, because there's even different days in the week which is better than the previous. And of course, if you follow the stock, find the pattern, you find where it will go. But I, as I said, I will buy it today, and we will see how it goes. That was what I was doing with Snap and all the stocks before that. Snap, as I said, was bought $10.99. We had it for almost 3 weeks, going up to $12.50, $60 high, starting to fall back after adjusting of the stop loss. It was cut at $11.73. I could have made more than that because it was some 6-7%. From the top, but I adjusted the stop loss to 5% around 12.30-ish or something like that. It was cut, sadly, by stop loss at 11.73, giving 6.73% profit. I'm happy with that because Nasdaq over the last 3 weeks actually fell slightly. So we managed to beat the market with the trade, but it was not by much. Hopefully some of you did much more out of the trade. And if you are sitting in Snap and you wonder, so is it a good, yeah, I think Snap at current level is a good trade. Mine was cut by stop loss. I personally could easily go into Snap again. I might even do that outside this portfolio, because I think there is a good upside with limited downside. It's a typical thing you want when market is a little shaky. 17 minutes into the podcast, time to reveal what will I do this week, which stock will I buy. First off, if you like this podcast, remember to like it and even write a comment. That will help it grow. You will find it also on Spotify. So remember, like, subscribe, and push a comment if you want it to continue. I was looking through a lot of stocks during the morning, trying to find stocks that I really, really thought had a good upside, but it was so hard. The stock which I usually would take for a challenge like this is stocks that are being hammered, go very low on the relative strength index, has support from accumulated volume below. That is usually where I want to go. And go for huge bounce with the possibility of doing 10-20%, because we want to grow this as fast as possible. And as I said, this is high risk playing. I was looking and looking and looking, almost got tired of looking until I decided that there were no really good bounce up candidates. Instead, I will try to go for a stock that already has been running for a very long time. At Stock Invest, we've been recommending this, I think, for 2 months, and by that it's already up 170% or something like that. And some say, so why would you go into a stock which already is up that much? Well, let the trend be your friend. And there is no saying that the stock cannot continue much, much more than that. Many people burn themselves in Nvidia, thinking that Nvidia would go down at 500, 600, 700, etc. And Nvidia just continued upwards. The reason I picked this stock is because I see that it has potential to continue upwards. Very little resistance above, very good support below. Risk reward should be somewhat okay, but it will be a risky trade if markets take a huge fall this week. I don't expect much out of the stock, but I will try to get into Astria Therapeutics at a good buy today and hope that it will return good. Only one thing that really worries me a bit is the high volume on Friday. Not sure exactly why. I was not able to find any very good reasons why the volume was so high on Friday. Usually when the volume gets very high, it will have a drop and the interest in the stocks the same, and you get to a better buying opportunity. And as I said, I will buy the stock today. Astra Therapeutics ATXS is the stock that I will try to buy. Being so good last week, I expect it to open on the better end. Just hope that it will have a small crackdown, some 40-ish minute after markets open, that I will be able to get the best out of it. Then we will just see, will that be the one stock that can help us to continue to grow? As I said, the $1,000 currently has become $2,244.60. I want it to be 4,000 and I want it to be 8,000 and just continue upwards. That is the hunt we're doing. So far, a bit slow, I would say, 6 months in, and only double the money. We need to do more than this. But currently, market is a bit shaky again. I always end the podcast saying I hope that you will have a very good week, and I do, but I think it could be a tough week for most rates. Hopefully I'm wrong. Hopefully it will be absolutely good. We will see. Very exciting to see what Powell will say on Wednesday. For sure, maybe not for those into AI stocks. Until next time, just have a super week and we'll speak again in a week. Bye.
Welcome to StockInvest.us Stock Analysis. We remind you that trading involves a high risk of losing money and that you should speak with a financial advisor before buying or selling any securities. You should not base your investment decision upon StockInvest.us. By using the information, you agree and are held liable for your own investment decisions.